What is up, We Didn't Read It, fam?
Welcome back to We Didn't Read It.
What an exciting day.
Yeah, who's here today? My name is Tommy Armstrong.
My name is Taylor, not to be confused with Tommy.
Okay, you're going to do your last name too?
Oh, Taylor Benjamin.
I'm Luke Burr.
So we get Luca Blanket.
I'm hot and I'm cold today. I don't know what's going on.
All right, Katy Perry.
And I'm Mariel Mendez.
Doubt it.
And why don't you freaking introduce yourself, Erin? Yeah. You never freaking introduce yourself.
Well, you just introduced me. I'm Erin. Hi.
Erin, what? Are you
don't worry about it.
What did it say? Tea is for losers?
Yeah, because... Because
you're an addict?
Because tea is for losers.
Because you are an addict.
This is one of my prized possessions.
We didn't read it, listeners. If your prized possession is a vessel for your addiction...
I'll take any coffee anyone wants to send me.
So you won't give them your last name, but you'll give them your address?
I have a P.O. box.
Fail mailbox, yeah.
I have a P.O. box, so they won't be able to find me.
Wait. So that's where you get mail, but you don't want it to go to your house?
Yeah, it doesn't go to my house. It goes to my P.O. box.
Why don't you want mail to come to your house?
What are you hiding? Erin, there is something you're hiding.
Yeah. Why do you need a P.O. box?
Is your name even Erin?
I guess if you're having like an affair.
There's more than one thing Erin's hiding.
Just if you're having an affair, that's the only reason.
Well, I mean, if you're having an affair, then yeah, you get a P.O. box.
Then I'm getting a P.O. box.
Obviously.
Then I'm getting a P.O. box.
I've never heard somebody be like, obviously, if you're having an affair, that's when you have a P.O. box.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, because you're having an affair, they're sending you handwritten mail.
Do you think an adulterer is just a pen pal?
I've written some letters. I've written some love letters.
I would 100% believe that you have written letters, yes.
I think it's a lost art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like getting like letters for holidays and for birthdays?
Yes. Oh yeah.
And if I don't remember
a letter or like a card with writing on it.
No, I want a
card.
Because I don't get a letter.
I want a letter.
I get
cards.
I would prefer a letter. I don't know.
I want people to tell me how much they love me.
Right.
And I want it written down.
And then you just throw it away probably the next day.
No, I have a box.
I have a box
where I keep all my letters.
I wrote Tommy a note on the back of the card back there. It was mostly giving you a hard time, but you would be giving me a hard time, so.
I would argue that card.
Let's read it on the pod. Tommy, can we get that letter?
No. Never mind.
Tommy, I wrote nice things on the other two's cards. But within an hour of meeting you, you'd already called out my coffee addiction. Wow. That's consistent. And like any good addict, I'd like to take my problem out on you. And then a bunch of nice stuff about the show. This is from a comedy show. This is
Isn't
the card.
That cute?
She drew. We had a comedy show, me, Julia, and Hyde.
And Luke.
And Luke.
Luke was also there. Yeah.
They asked if Luke could open for us. I didn't know Luke at the time. And I was like, I don't know, maybe.
And then I fucking crushed.
And he went over time, as usual.
And he went over time.
He scared the audience.
I'm not doing my time. You give me a time, I'm not doing it. I'm going until I want to stop.
And now, today I love Luke, but back then, I was afraid of him.
Same. That's exactly how I felt.
But Erin drew us these nice cards.
I have a card from Erin, just saying.
That is true. Sorry, Taylor.
Well, I guess I'll go by myself.
No, I'm not.
I thought about it.
I guess I should do a show.
I thought about it. I thought it was only directed towards Luke, and then I knew that was coming. I was like, oh, I already
came
out
of
my
mouth. It's okay. I actually don't mind at all. It's not like I love
Yeah, but Taylor and I, like, we talk about, like, other, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, you have, like, a weird relationship. Like, you guys talk about, like...
We're actually, like, kind of best friends, mm-hmm. and we text.
Mm-hmm. We do. We talked about the farms that we went to this weekend.
We both went to separate farms. Mm-hmm. To decompress. I got lost in rural PA.
We're in PA.
Percassi? It's like right on...
Percassi?
You
say Percassi?
Okay, first off, I got
Percassi.
The address wrong.
That's where my first internship was in Percassi. It's 30 minutes away from my hometown.
Nice.
Percassi. Yeah.
I mean, come on, give me a break. First off, I was lost. I had 4 energy drinks and I was in rural PA at 2:30 in the morning. And I'm happy to be here.
You're
guys.
Glad to be back in Syracuse?
Ha 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 ha. I had a really awesome weekend and I missed you all. I feel like I lived 1,000 lives this week, so good to be here. I'm sorry to the Pennsylvanians.
Don't be sorry to Pennsylvania. Because what'd they do? What'd they do?
Pennsylvania.
What'd Tommy's guys do?
They let us down.
Well, I'm a Jersey girl, so.
Two Jersey girls right here. Three. Three Jersey girls right here.
New Jersey is the beach of Pennsylvania.
He's from Berkeset.
New Jersey is Pennsylvania's beach town.
No one has ever thought of Pennsylvania as anything other than that place over there where Philly is.
Next time you're eating our Hershey's chocolate bar, I'll snatch it out of your hands.
Okay, Tommy. Yeah, looks like we would have been able to do this freaking podcast without New Jersey. Oh, wait, there'd be no fucking lights on.
I can tell I was supposed to be a bird.
Thomas Edison, a museum that I sharted in last year.
Ben Franklin, fucking Philadelphia.
I sharted in
Okay.
Oh, because we're all asking about that. We were all trying to learn more about what happened with that.
Whitney Houston, John Bon Jovi. Taylor Benjamin, New Jersey Gems.
I mean, that's just three. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot more. There's a lot more. We can spend the whole podcast going.
Queen Latifah.
J-Wow. Pauly D.
No, I think Paul isn't Pauly D from
You're
Staten
overshadowing overshadowing Queen Latifah. She's also
okay,
from.
Okay, Queen Latifah.
Thank you.
She's also.
There's a lot.
Any there's a lot.
Any other names you want to list? Or
can you name somebody from Pennsylvania? Or?
That's not really how conversations work. Usually, it's instead of listing names.
Actually, this is how this comes.
You kind of like
works.
Ask questions and.
Okay,
like,
here's my question. Name someone cool from Pennsylvania.
Oh, I got one. Oh, William Penn.
Ben Franklin.
Huh. Loser.
Tim Heidecker. You like Tim Heidecker?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Eric Wareheim.
Who even?
Went to my mom's
Who
high
even?
School. Eric Wareheim.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Literally where I grew up.
Literally.
Literally.
Then why wasn't it your high school, too?
Okay.
I'm kind of done talking about my personal life
I'm kind of
right
done
now.
Talking to you in
I'm
general.
I'm actually done
so.
Talking to you right now.
He's alienating everybody.
I'd like
pod.
To get into care. Can we all just kind of separate
Sorry, I'm just
for this?
On
let's
a
take a
divisive.
Moment and chill
let's
act.
Let's just do some freaking improv. What? And get this bad energy out.
What, like, didn't we even read today?
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride.
Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. In this story, we follow the spirited Elizabeth Bennet. And the maybe arrogant Mr. Darcy. Elizabeth comes from a family of five daughters who are renowned beauties and with no male heir, and their estate entailed to their cousin, Mr. Collins. They must each marry to secure their futures. The book takes place in the Regency era in the early 19th century and deals with love, class, and social expectations. Through wit and social commentary, Austen explores gender roles in society in the English countryside.
Oh, to be that.
So our story begins with the opening line, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife." In our opening scene, the girls are at a local dance. Mr. Bingley, an eligible young bachelor, has come to town with his sisters. Mrs. Bennet, who is the mom of the five daughters, often given over to being theatrical and hysteric, is desirous that one of her daughters shall make his match. Mr. Bingley, for his part, seems to have eyes for Elizabeth's oldest sister, the sweet, kind Jane, never sees any wrong in anybody. Mr. Bingley's friend, Mr. Darcy, is extremely wealthy and prominent in society. He's also in attendance. And as we find them at this dance, Elizabeth overhears Mr. Darcy say he does not wish to dance with her. And he says, "She is tolerable, but not handsome enough to tempt me."
I am an eligible bachelor.
And oh, cool. I'm an eligible bachelorette here with all my sisters. It's
oh my
me,
gosh.
Lizzie Bennet, and I don't even care about anything. Whatever.
Wow, Liz.
Liz,
tolerable.
You go. You
can
hit the hits. Yes.
Liz, my name is Mr. Darcy. Hey, you're kind of tolerable. Do you know that people told you that before?
Oh my god, I'm hearing this Mr. Darcy fellow talking shit about me.
Yeah, it's a song change too, so it's pretty.
Whoa,
right
talking to song change. Talking to me in the third person right now.
Putting a new mix on.
You're not talking to me. You're talking around me.
I'm looking.
Oh,
in
now
your
you're
eyes.
Saying it to me.
I'm looking in your eyeballs.
Hey, man, if you're gonna have this conversation on the dance floor, you better get your ass to work.
Yeah.
Have this conversation while we're dancing, because they just wrote a new piece of music and now they're playing it.
I'm above this.
That was so
well, then,
mean what you
well,
said
get
to
off
me.
The dance
this
floor,
is the
dude.
One. This
Fine.
Is the
if you want to talk Fine. To her, get on the dance floor.
If you want to call me out, do while you're dancing.
Hey, Liz, you're tolerable. Have anybody already said that? Did you hear it when I said that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Can't hear anything, to be honest. It's
and I'm
so
ignoring
loud,
you.
Organs.
It's
but you're not that handsome.
I think you're a jerk. And you kind of smell like dysentery.
Yo, who here wants to hear Bites
O'Voice? Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hang out in the outside because I'm kind of a loner.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mr. Bingley.
Oh, my God. My sisters are looking... get married.
Oh, and I am in want of a wife.
Yeah, we want to get married.
Oh.
These are my shoddies.
What happened to the music?
Oh, sorry. Yo, 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 it's Bach time, bitch. Dun, 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 dun. That's Beethoven.
Which one of you is the crankiest? Which one of you is the crankiest?
I can introduce you to the one who's the least crankiest and the sweetest, who sees the best in everyone.
Every time I wake up, I slap the shit out of somebody, so I don't know if that's cranky.
So I'm Jane. That's gonna go and make you cranky.
Okay.
You're cranky.
Jane is the sweetest.
Yeah, they call me the sweetest girl.
They call you the sweetest girl.
Is there anything nice you have to say about Mister?
Oh my God, your suit is so expensive and nice. Smile's not nice though. That face you made.
Oh, this old my smile.
Yeah, you made it weird.
My smile.
Jane, you want to talk to my sister? I'm not that
interested. Be
nice. I'll take the eldest one.
Oh, that's Jane. Yeah.
I'm looking for.
I think you have to go with him.
A good wife.
So our family,
Jane.
We need our family to survive. Oh. Would you marry her?
Well.
What's about?
She's so beautiful to certain audiences.
I don't like the way she's looking.
Okay, is that your normal voice? Because it's weird.
That's her smolder.
First off, it's weird.
She's trying to turn you on.
Second off, yeah, it's weird.
Be nice.
So I have to be nice, and he just called me ugly. Okay.
But you know yourself, girl. Don't let him get you down. Girl. Should we go back and dance?
Yes.
Wait! Wait!
What do you want?
Wait, I think I love you.
Oh my God, wait, Jane. I think he loves you.
No one has ever told me that my suit looks expensive. No one's ever said that to me before.
Nobody said your suit's expensive?
Yes, no one has ever said that to me.
Okay, so you want to marry me is what I'm getting from this exchange.
Maybe, I don't know. We literally just met.
Well, where do you live? Do you live in a nice place?
Yeah, this is the place.
Do you live with a roommate?
This is my place.
This is your place?
Where is my place? Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Do you own business?
Do I own business?
Do you own business?
Should I ask you a question?
No.
Okay.
Is your wealth from your father?
Yes.
Is he like still alive?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so you have all the money now.
Exactly so.
So what can you offer Jane?
Jane, I can offer you, I don't know.
I'll do it.
Yes.
Yay.
I'll do it.
Oh my God. You're coming with.
Oh my God, let's get back on the dance floor.
Come with
it's
me.
It's a beautiful night. We're looking for
come
something
to my basement.
Dumb to do.
Come to a basement.
Right.
Well,
bye, Jane.
Bye, I'm going to your basement. Wow, Jane. It's so dark down here.
Yes. Yes, I keep it nice and dark down here.
Excuse me. I'm trying to. The door's locked.
Oh, no, that won't
I'm
going
to have to fight you off, dude. I knew you were trouble.
What? I just wanted to play Rock Band.
Your suit has disintegrated, and now you're completely butt naked. Don't get close to me, because now I have a shovel in my hand.
Don't touch me!
You're the one that was coming up to me, weirdo.
Don't touch me.
Oh my God, he's not dying. His wounds are healing.
Oh, I'm getting powerful.
Oh my God, Jane! Did you just kill that man?
No, his wounds are not dying. He's not human.
Oh my God.
Help me stop him.
Everybody attack.
Look away. Ow. Oh.
Oh, he likes it. Oh, he likes it.
Well, girl, we should probably get back to the party. Let's just like lock the door. Yeah.
I know how we'll get this guy out of here. Dance off. You, me. Whoever wins gets the other person to go away forever.
Dance, dance. Let's see what you got.
Fine.
Five, six, seven,
you go first.
Eight. Ooh, that was really
I
bad.
I woke up in the kitchen saying, how did this shit happen?
Yes, queen.
I said, I sang. I didn't even dance. I freaking won.
But we all felt it in our bodies so much. We made our bodies dance.
Lizzie and I were all dancing. So. Us really feel. You made us feel nothing.
Anyway, we're going to leave.
You win.
We're going to go.
No, we're not leaving. We get his house now.
No,
what do you mean?
No,
that's
Jane.
Yeah, he got the house. He got the house.
gotta go. You gotta go, boy. You gotta go.
Oh.
Okay.
I shall marry you.
No, I don't.
See,
no, that wasn't the thing no more.
Yeah.
Oh. You tried to kill.
Oh.
Remember?
Embarrassing.
As Meghan Trainor once said.
No. Okay. Well, in the meantime, Lizzie has befriended and grown fond of a Mr. Wickham. And he tells Elizabeth how Mr. Darcy has betrayed him and denied his fortune. Essentially, like, he was supposed to get money from Mr. Darcy's family. And Mr. Wickham is like, he never gave me the money that was promised to me by his father in his will. So he tells Elizabeth all this bad stuff about Mr. Darcy, which reinforces her first bad interaction with him. And she's like, terrible. What a bummer. That guy sucks.
I'm literally, like, so done with Mr. Darcy. Like, he's literally the worst.
Okay. So it's crazy. But the Darcy family isn't as great anyway. Homeboy didn't even pay me what he was supposed to pay me.
I knew he was broke. That bad built loser bigot.
No. Like super broke.
So broke.
Hey guys, by the way, I'm going door to door.
Who are you?
I'm a door to door salesman. I clean up the poop all over the streets in front of your house. There's so much poop underneath your windows. Just wanted to see. I know you guys are getting into some. You want me to clean the poop while you're talking or no?
I mean, like, how much are you charging?
I mean, I don't pay for anything because I'm a woman and I'm not allowed to touch money.
Okay.
But I guess, like, go ahead.
All right, I'll just clean, like, you guys. Just, sorry, like, I'm not listening.
Could you be quiet?
Yeah, no, I'm not listening. I'm just going to clean the poop because there's so much poop.
Any price? I can
no, I'll just do it for free. I don't care.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, we needed somebody to do it, so.
Yeah. Ew.
Oh, I got to take a shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Mr. Darcy. God. Oh my God!
That's just like your dad.
What? Who is?
You're who's been defecating outside of the
house.
Oh
my God!
Just like your
Elizabeth.
No! What the hell? Somebody take
it! Oh my God!
Girls, you take a shit while I'm cleaning?
No, it was Mr. Darcy.
Somebody up there take a shit?
Oh my God! Oh my God! It smells so bad. It's oh my God! It's in his eyes.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I'm literally looking.
Now I'm charging.
He didn't come with any protectant, knowing damn well somebody could shit on him.
I feel like it's kind of on him to not even have a mask of some sort,
like no helmet, no protection of any sort.
Guys, it's everywhere. I feel really bad, but I still have to wipe.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! To wipe. Oh my God! Are you throwing it?
I'm gonna wipe.
Watch out, sir!
Was that one of you ladies?
I'm gonna throw
it.
Oh fuck.
My God!
Blood
oh my
again!
God. My
oh
my God!
Blood again!
I was so sorry, sir.
Your dad was a pretty good shitter, so.
This is my only outfit. There was blood all over it.
And poop.
I'm sorry for the blood and feces that's raining down on you.
That's gotta be all the poop. So just keep going.
We don't give you anything.
Okay,
just
you could go. It's really okay,
Mr. Wickham. I haven't talked to you in freaking years. How are you doing?
Wow, brave of you to show your face here, Mr. Darcy. You just blinded a man.
Is that the guy?
And you want to talk to me about your dead dad's money?
Is the guy up there that farted and pooped on me?
Yeah, that's him.
Just guys,
that's
guys,
him right here.
Stop engaging with him and he'll go away.
I feel bad for
him. He'll go away. No.
Oh no.
Oh my God. I feel like you should open the door.
Okay.
One of you.
I'm not.
Fuming.
Oh my God.
I'm not. I'm hiding.
No,
I'm hiding.
You're not fuming.
No, I'm fuming.
You're not running away from this like you're running from your money.
Sir, you can't come inside because you do smell like
I need to come inside right now.
Please don't come inside.
You spread lies about me.
Your father's a terrible man.
Wow, there's a lot of energy here.
What's going on in there? It sounds interesting.
I feel like we all just kind of need to like cleanse our chakras.
Chakras?
Chakras.
Chakras.
All right, let me in and we'll do
it. Sorry, I'm British.
Don't let him in.
I have to let him in.
Let me in the door and face the pooper.
You know what?
I want to face the pooper.
You're in.
Oh my God, he got in. Oh my God, the entire first
floor. Now what?
I sit on the sofa.
Oh my gosh. Grandmama was right. We should have put the plastic wrap on the couch. There is literally kernels of corn embedded in our velvet couch.
I want to know.
Spicy.
Who pooped and farted and bled on me?
It was him. Mr. Wickham.
No
way.
Mr. Wickham, we are literally boys and we kiki every night. You, I don't know. And I don't like your vibe.
First of all, how easy you blamed one of us. We're supposed to be in this together.
How did you guys all get in here? Were you guys, do you have like a reason to meet up or?
Well, I earned this house after beating a man to death in his own basement.
Oh, I heard about that.
Well, that was in the paper.
It was after the dance off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, my sister's a great dancer, and she's single.
And she sung some song that I guess she wrote.
He was my friend, by the way. He was my friend.
Yeah. And yeah, makes sense.
Well, you probably don't
the
have
dirty
a lot of
pervert in the basement was a friend of yours, huh?
And his family is coming to collect the property, so you're gonna. Have
I
to
wish
move
them.
Out.
Oh, your friend is gonna come and do something to this house.
My friend's dead. My friend's family is gonna come and take the house.
That's not happening.
I wish them luck.
I'm gonna stay here now.
You're gonna stay here now?
Yeah, I'm the guardian of this.
This
apartment.
Is our
the
chair.
Guy who cleans the poop from the streets is gonna squat in my deceased friend's home. Is that what's going to happen now?
Yep.
Cool. That's great. Cool.
Your invitation is rescinded. You can leave.
Every one of you has it coming. And it's got... Ow! Ew!
That's your hell out of here.
That's your poop. How does that feel? Yeah, I bet your cornea is burned.
Why'd you do that?
Oh, I don't know. Basically, I got cascaded on by tons of crap by you.
And you look a little bit better.
Okay, I can tell when I'm not welcome.
Really?
Oh, but you really? Don't have hint at all.
Wow.
And I feel like
Poop Guy just showed up here and we prefer him.
Yeah, I actually, Poop Guy is awesome.
Poop Guy is the one.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting along really well.
I agree. Really
well. The vibe is
we've
vibe
got
is
something
on.
Going
so
on.
So are you going to let me finish? Or
you can go. You can go.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Get out of here, guy.
You got to let him talk. Go,
we're
going
to share our one
go ahead,
Michelle, shower.
So you have apparently something so important to say with all that poop on your face.
I can tell when I'm not wanted, and I can tell you want me right now because conflict is interesting, and you just can't help but freaking create conflict with me. So.
Does anybody know what this guy's saying?
No, reading the room is not a quality of yours at all.
State your business here.
You have none?
You have.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can see your way out.
I need a wife, okay? I was going to freaking ask you if you're freaking going to be interested in being my wife.
You came to my apartment.
It's not your apartment.
Wait a minute, guys. Wait a minute.
Okay, first
you were going to ask me to marry you?
I don't know. I'm just going to suss you out a little bit.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
Didn't you
guy that crapped out of the window
like
wants to get married?
You're kind of rich, though, right?
Right.
Okay, guys. Don't judge me for this.
We're going to get coffee. We're going to get coffee?
It's so casual, guys. Like, it's probably not even going to go
anywhere. Girl, don't think you can come back here.
TT. All right, listen to this. Liz, TT for short.
I'm just going to go.
How about TTYL? Bye. Uncommon Goods. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods.
And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're buying from local artists and artisans and crafts makers. You're not buying from some big old factory with no face behind the product. Just think about that this holiday season.
I was going to go down to the big old factory to get all my grifts this year.
That's a mistake.
I can support local artists by going to Uncommon Goods.
This holiday season? Are you talking about this holiday season?
Yeah,
this holiday season. Coming up. You know, you could feel even better about yourself because with every purchase, $1 goes to a nonprofit partner.
And you get to choose?
Unique and personalized.
Marielle, what's the worst gift you've ever gotten?
My mom gave me a straightener holder.
And how are things going with your mom? Are things good?
Things are great with my mom. We worked it out.
See?
Gifts got better.
Decent prices, great gifts. You could get like a fun salt and pepper shaker for the chef in your life.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/readit.
That's uncommongoods.com/readit for 15% off.
Don't miss out on this limited time offer.
Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Actually, Mr. Bingley didn't die in the basement. He actually just left town. And Lizzie rightfully believes that Mr. Darcy interfered in his relationship with her sister. So she's very upset about that. She's very upset about the stuff that Mr. Wickham told her about Mr. Darcy. But she's in town and Mr. Darcy comes to visit her. And her great surprise, after all of her dislike for him, he comes to propose. And he says, "In vain I have struggled. It will not do. My feelings will no longer be repressed. You must allow me to tell you how ardently I admire and love you." So Elizabeth believes him to be all the awful things Mr. Wickham has said and to have broken off her sister's chance at happiness. So she responds to him.
So what do you say, Toots, about everything that I just said about getting married and stuff?
First of all, don't call me Toots. Second of all.
Okay, I meant it ardently.
I just ardently. I can't even believe that you would call me ugly.
Right.
Ruin my sister's proposal.
Sure.
Poop on my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right into
his
mouth.
In the room.
Like,
I
agreed to go to coffee with you because I was being kind and I knew you would pay. And
weird.
Honestly,
mention.
I refuse to marry you.
Oh.
Yeah.
My
God. Yeah, we're going to act like we're surprised.
That's the Lizzie we know.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm going to stand on business because I'm feeling, like, really, like, gaslit right now. Because you're giving me mixed signals and, like, I don't deserve that.
You. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to understand this. You. Sorry.
I just don't know what more there is for you to understand.
You've
literally broken my spirit.
Sorry. I'm trying to understand this.
You don't break a girl's spirit. That's the last thing.
You.
Me?
Sorry. I'm trying to understand this.
See, but like you had time to understand this.
You.
Like your process.
My sis.
Sorry, I'm trying to understand
who's
this.
Who's he talking
really,
to?
Really, because this is my sis.
You.
Sis.
No.
Let me talk to you.
He doesn't know who he's talking
sorry,
to this
I'm
time.
Trying to understand this.
That's like, the girl you wanted to marry.
Upset.
I'm the guy you pooped on.
You.
And me. Yeah.
I'm just like.
And I'm the sister you tried proposing to, so here we are.
She's talking.
Sorry.
I can't be in this situation.
I'm trying to
understand. Do you not know who you are?
Are you all clear now?
No.
Okay. And like my friend is still wafting the scent of your poop. And
I shower
just...
once a year. It's never going to go away.
I just don't get it.
I just don't get it.
We need to slow down for this guy because he's not really understanding where we even are.
From my understanding.
Okay. We'll take it from point one.
That sounds like right. You were in a poop
you
again.
Go.
You called me ugly.
Oh, you're taking it from point
you
one?
Said,
I thought I was going to have a chance
said,
to take it from point one.
You said I was unhandsome.
Right.
And tolerable, which was kind.
Exactly right.
But I'm more than tolerable.
Mm. You're what?
She's intolerable. So no. Super tolerable.
Yeah, I'm intolerable.
Okay.
Liz, your
fingers.
Yeah,
they don't smell
like
poop.
I tried to clean off my friend, okay?
Liz, your fingers are dirty right now. Liz, your fingers stink right now.
Okay, so I'm being hurt for helping a friend.
Yeah, don't let him bring you down.
I don't even know what toilet paper is, even though I'm very well off. We use cloth.
Hey, guys,
and
we're
the cloth is thin.
We're in a movie theater right now. I'm like, guys, behind you. Can you guys just like keep it
see,
down
I would,
little?
But it's actually my turn in the argument to talk.
Okay. But
so I'm going to take my turn.
If you could just whisper.
If you
maybe.
Want to say something, go ahead. I'm
you
kind
know what? No,
I'm
no, 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 no. I want you to respond.
Thanks.
This is the midnight showing of Harry Potter. So we're all seeing this for the first time.
We've all seen Harry
you
Potter.
You can have
That's
the argument. Just
true.
Have it on a lower volume.
Okay.
Can
okay. Oh, it's
see,
not my turn.
I went to
I'm
go
still
see
waiting.
Them on platform 9 3/4, and now the entire experience is tainted.
Wait a year for this.
Cool. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna speak.
And
out.
My popcorn has poop all over it
Wait
because my hands.
I'd rather
are
have them
be
poop again. Poop again. Great. Have you tried listening before? I think you'd like it. I think you actually like it. So I called you tolerable, not because you're especially tolerable, because I have a very high capacity for tolerating. Oh my God. It's my turn for talking. And you guys are talking during it?
How are we supposed to know what the hell Daniel Radcliffe just said?
And I completely missed
now
it.
The wine.
I said you could keep going, but just whisper, because we are behind you in the theater.
Well, if I
What's
whisper,
the
I can't hear myself
name?
Over you.
Well, pick James. One. Either you're watching or you're speaking.
Okay, listen.
This is the
listen,
worst
listen.
Date I've ever been on in my whole life.
Listen, I was trying to propose to you with this Harry Potter movie experience.
At the midnight screening.
The midnight screening of Harry Potter. And you took a shit on you. I don't think this... Maybe it's just the wrong time, wrong moment.
Yeah,
yeah
obviously. It's the wrong time,
movie
wrong
going
moment.
On, and like, you pick now to do this. Now.
Well, maybe we'll have
During
a moment.
During the trailer? Yeah.
Why don't you take her outside?
Yeah. But that when the movie starts.
Should have done it during the trailers, honestly.
You made me get my girls. You made me get my girls, and I didn't want to get them involved. This is supposed to be a nice movie night.
These are your girls?
These are my girls.
I don't know her. I'm just behind you in the movie. Just keep it down.
Yeah, these people just seem like moviegoers. You sure you know them?
Honestly, I need you to take a step back from me at the moment.
Okay, well, if I take a step back, I would be in his room.
No, I would be so irate if you took a step back.
You take a step forward.
I am so sorry about this.
I'm sitting next to him.
As a Potterhead, I apologize.
Sir, this is so awkward, but I love you very ardently and stuff, and I was wondering if you'd want to get married.
Whoa.
Sorry?
You're going to propose to some other bitch in front of me?
I need to get married by May, so I'm going to ask whoever's next to me in the movie theater.
What's the reason for May?
It's cuffing season. Hello?
That's past.
It's always cuffing season.
Wow. Oh, May. May specifically is cuffing season.
Yeah. When you got
so you're proposing just to cuff.
When you got handcuffs in your car.
What?
That was a good joke. So, accept it.
I'm sorry, everybody. About
maybe you should accept it so we can watch
the I wanna leave the theater.
I'm done. Good idea.
Maybe you should.
I'm literally done with all of this. I'm done with you.
You never said if you're gonna marry me or not. Drama.
I'm not gonna marry you. Because you ruined my whole freaking day.
Fine.
You have a really bad rep with females.
Okay, what about you? How about you really fall in love?
I'm independent and single. I'm not interested. No, thank you.
Movie's over, by the way. I didn't get a group.
Okay, well, the movie's over.
You
guys should leave.
Popcorn.
If you guys should leave with your popcorn.
Sorry, we should leave?
I'm going to stay here. I'm going to wait for the next audience to come in, and I'm going to ask them to marry me.
Well, that's what I've seen.
That doesn't work because I like to watch the entire credits. So I'm going to be sitting here.
You're kind of blocking me in. Could you just let me out?
Sure.
Thanks.
Here you go. I hate this. Marry me.
He looked at you funny when you walked past him, too.
Because my ass is so fat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was it.
Lizzie, this one over here cracking up, is, you know, rejecting Mr. Darcy's proposal because she's like, oh, you're kind of a jerk. But then he like runs into her and gives her a letter, and the letter like explains all the stuff that she's been told about him, and she's like, oh, is he actually not a jerk? And so she ends up at Pemberley with her aunt and uncle, which is Mr. Darcy's estate. And he is not supposed to be there. She has been assured that he is not there. And she's walking around the grounds and she's like, this is like kind of nice. Like, actually, maybe Mr. Darcy's like kind of cute. Like, maybe actually he was like really cute.
Mind.
And so she's again been assured that Mr. Darcy is not around until she's out on the grounds. And who comes walking up but Mr. Darcy and finds her at his estate.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So you met my aunt and uncle or something?
Yeah. I mean, like, nice place you have. I got your letter.
Like, cool. Like, what did you think, like, about it? About, like, the words?
I thought they were, like, cute or whatever. I don't...
Okay, because your disposition is, like, totally different now. From the theater where I proposed to you and the place where I shat on that guy's head.
I'm honestly thinking that, like, maybe I had it all wrong. You know, maybe there is a world where we can move past.
When do you start thinking this?
Oh, great. What? I got a new job as a caterer, and it's this guy's party? Jesus Christ. Take some deviled eggs, and I'm getting out of here.
Maybe this
guy shouldn't eat any. He's going to fart on me.
I'm not touching your hands.
All right, I'm out of here.
One of the maids here, and you're about the 10th bitch that he brought in.
Oh. Am I the prettiest or?
There's no way.
Okay.
There's no way. He said you're the least handsome.
Yeah.
So
he likes to say that, but I'm honestly thinking it's just like kind of our banter. I think it's just like we're like, oh, you're ugly. I hate you.
Honestly, I've kind of moved on. Actually, you know when you turn me down.
How do we tell this girl
twice or three times
that she ain't shit compared to all the other girls he had?
You wrote me this letter, and it just, like, you said how much you loved me and how I had it all wrong.
Right,
and
I loved you. You see that past tense? That E-D? What are you guys talking about?
Okay, so I just learned how to read.
It's catering talk. You wouldn't get it.
Okay, could you not? Could you not?
Oh, okay.
You're more important?
Said, I love you more than I love you. Harry Potter.
I don't love Harry Potter.
You don't?
I'm more of a Percy Jackson kind of guy.
Yeah,
that's a deal breaker.
Talk through the whole movie.
We're trying to help you. Like, we don't have a lot of money over here, so we're trying to tell you.
You have a lot of money?
We don't.
Why?
We work for you.
Why?
You don't pay shit.
Why? 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 Would you ask me to marry you? And then when I say no, not ask me again, because obviously I just needed to be repetitively asked so I could make the choice to be like, yeah, you're kind of cute.
Adds up.
You think I'm going to ask you multiple times?
You already have.
Turn around. We liked you now.
You think after getting rejected, I'm not going to like completely change what I think about you and like
never
want to
see
you
again? Well, then why would you write me the letter? Why would you write me the letter?
It just doesn't make sense. Like, I heard you talking about her the other day. I don't
trying to get a portfolio together to submit to a creative writing master's program.
You slid into my DMs and you swiped up on my story and you said, nice rack, Lizzie. What am I supposed to
do? What that rack do, though?
It mostly sits in my corset.
You slid up on one of mine, too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
My dump truck ass.
Oh, my God.
And he said, what? Girl got a dump truck ass.
I told you.
I'm going to ride that thing all the way to the dump. I'm hired into my dumpster, so the garbage man throws me in your dump truck ass, and you have to drive me all the way to the dump in your dump truck ass.
Well, guess what? I put Play-Doh in the double
eggs. Never brought up my dump truck.
Yeah, babe.
Some people have it, some people don't.
I kind of waved goodbye to your dump truck ass.
You said babe?
Yeah.
Babe.
So is there a chance?
Maybe. I don't know. When did you start liking me?
Like the other day. Like, does it really matter?
Yeah,
like,
it does. What made it change?
I'm ovulating.
For realsies? For realsies, actually?
For realsies, yeah.
What Ooh. The hell does that mean?
She's ready.
Well, wow. Yeah.
She's ready.
She's ready?
She's ready.
That's crazy.
It.
We're all synced up.
Oh,
that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, because he's bleeding out of his asshole every fucking half hour. This guy's always synced up. That's a lie. Synced up to every woman on the planet.
I'm literally like, I'm him. Feeling this connection with you.
Because
and
me
I,
too.
Because of the blood?
Because
of the blood?
Because of the ovulation.
Yeah, that.
Do you want to look at my books? I got books. Look at my books.
I love to read, and I love to frolic in gardens. And
oh my god, I'm a guest at the party. Are you guys married?
We are engaged to be married.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that true? Is that true? You guys are engaged?
No. Oh no, geez. We're not.
Oh my god.
What?
Listen, just.
Oh my god. I cannot believe this is happening to me.
Every time you ovulate, you're going to come back into my life, and every time you're menstruating, you're going to leave it? No.
Actually, it's more
of a 4-week
cycle.
I mean, you're constantly menstruating through your.
It's a 4-week cycle.
So.
You're completely forgetting my luteal phase, and I would stick with you through that.
Oh my god.
Just got to give it to her.
I just.
You made her cry, man. And that's jackass shit.
But like,
okay.
Where do we go from here?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
I came here. I ovulated the entire carriage ride here, and now you're gonna tell me you don't want to get married?
That horse is covered in blood because she wanted to come here and see you. Look at that goddamn horse.
That had to do with that.
It is fucking terrible for that guy.
What are you doing?
I feel
because
bad
because of you.
Okay, I'll marry you. I'll get married all over you.
Oh my god, yes!
Yay!
Guys, I'm like literally so happy.
Very beautiful story.
So let me see the ring.
Oh, the ring?
Oh, I bought it for myself.
Oh, good.
Oh, you didn't buy it for her?
Well, I knew he wouldn't know what was the right size or like what I actually liked, because we've really only met each other like 4 times, and of those 4 times, we've only liked each other for 3 of them.
She blood on my angel, I nuss.
Now, but then something happens to potentially throw off your nuptials. Your younger sister, Lydia, who's my favorite, by the way, she seems like a real problem. Lydia has run off with Mr. Wickham, and now her virtue is at risk because, you know, they run off. They're not married. So obviously, you know, what they're going to get up to. And so everyone is racing to save Lydia from destroying her virtue.
I'm riding a bloody horse.
Pacha! Oh my god, Lydia is literally slutting herself out for Mr. Wicca.
Mr. Wicca,
let's go. I'm sorry, that's the horse from earlier. I'm really sorry. Can you believe it? We have to put off our wedding to go find Lydia. She's such an attention seeker.
I know.
And honestly?
Is that her on the horse with the guy?
Oh my god!
Oh, God, this horse is so goddamn
funny. Lydia! Lydia! Whoa!
Is that Mr. Wickham right there?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
I'm busy.
What's up?
Dude. Is there a reason why my sister is naked in a horse-drawn carriage?
Yeah, she's Lady Godiva.
First of all,
no, she's not.
Call me Eve. Try again. This is normal.
Whoa.
That's your little sis?
Whoa. Yes, that's my little sister.
I don't know what you thought I
you
was
are engaged
that.
To
what
me.
Was that?
That was weird. That was you anything. Thought that was weird,
I
right?
I was asking your little sister. I was going to give her a talk.
Oh, you were going to give her a talk. Oh.
Mr. Wick gave me a talk already, so.
No. Mr. Wick gave you the talk?
All day.
Lydia, come over here. Come on. I'm in
big whoa.
Are you going to let him talk to
me? Do not go over here. This is my man.
You've been spreading lies, bruv.
That's not all he's been spreading.
Oh, my God, Lydia. You are destroying our family's virtue.
I'm lying about my dad.
Sure, I've been horny, but I waited until there was a rock on my
He took you in.
Well, Mr. Wick is a good man. Tell him. Tell him how good you are. And how good you are.
Go ahead, tell him.
Wickham. And I honestly, I thought he was a good guy, but now I'm not so sure.
It's why? Because I'm about to sleep with your sister?
No, your younger sister.
Because you've been sleeping with my sister. She's exhausted.
How old is she?
Look at the state of her.
She is of age.
16? 16.
No.
She's 16.
Not what she told me.
Oh.
She told me she was 15.
Oh my God. Ew. Mr. Wickham.
Are you? Oh my God. I can't believe what I've done. You're 16. That's so gross. You're so old.
Ew.
You're so old.
I told you originally I was 15.
Gross. How old are you? How old are you, Mr. Wickham?
I'm 59.
Oh, God.
I'm 59 years old.
Yep. I'm the police. I'm the police.
Anybody? Who's going to tell me who I can't and can't love? Clearly, Mr. Wiki Boo Boo and I have a lot of
ma'am,
no, I'm over you when I learned how freaking old you were.
Oh,
ma'am,
God.
How old are you?
Nobody loves when I get naked.
It's so gross.
You're 15.
15.
You're 15. You're not allowed
15 and a quarter.
You're not allowed to run away from jail when you're from
officer,
home when you're 15.
Officer, I need to go get married. Can we hurry this
everything
up?
Sure. About you.
Can I go naked?
My life has just been exploded, and you're talking
not
about
care.
This.
Okay.
I
so
do not care.
What I'm going to do.
Naked. I can
I
go.
Could, if I could just get everyone's attention real quick.
Okay.
You're going to jail.
Why are you looking
at
my boobs?
Yeah, take her to jail.
You're not allowed to run away from home
at this
age. You're
staring at the boobs. I'm 15. That's kind of gross.
Can we get a sheet for my sister? She's been run ragged.
No.
So you want to come with me then?
Can't touch this.
Get your sister.
I don't want to touch her.
Hit her in my cop car.
I don't want to get anywhere near her.
She's older than me. Older than I am.
How old are you, sir?
59.
And you've been with... You're running away with...
And honestly,
her and she's 15.
I'm pretty
sleeping.
Upset because
the
you said you wanted
together.
The salmon plate, and you're obviously sleepy, not at my wedding.
Yeah, I didn't know it was today.
Obviously, it's today.
Sure, this
I saw you in a white gown, but I thought, I don't know, is that God or
what's
something?
The problem?
I didn't know if it was.
Well,
what's the problem?
You can't be reaching up like that. You can't be reaching up that high in terms of age. That's illegal. You can't sleep with a 59-year-old when you're 15.
Not much is illegal right now.
He's playing hard to get, but
get a clue.
Nikki, so, can't resist.
Get a
clue. Hey. Say Nikki?
I'm feeling Nikki. Honestly a little sick to my stomach.
Hey, Mr. Darcy again. What do you say we all get married?
What?
Nothing?
I am not.
Nothing.
I'm
never
not
mind?
Gonna get married.
Yeah, no. I don't get
in
married
a polycule
to more than...
with my sister.
Yeah, because they be poly. I mean, they be siblings, and she's mad old, and I'm not that into you. But I could go with you. I would go with you.
Oh, I like younger guys. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, I would go. What? I would go. Maybe we should we all agree to swap?
No. No one is swapping.
Some ideas miss. You know, we both had a miss or two. It's
yeah,
not a deal.
Yeah.
We're getting married.
I think I'm just gonna go home. Actually,
I mean, honestly, Mr. Rick is not that bad.
This whole thing has made me pretty depressed. I think I'm just gonna go home.
Depressed?
Yeah.
Well, we're in the middle of a forest, wise guy. How are you gonna get home?
You know,
not our horse.
I'm just gonna start walking, and I will just. Get on my bedpost and ride. I don't need you.
I mean, if you're still available.
You're the 15-year-old?
You're such a harlot, Lydia.
15 and a quarter!
See, because the thing is, no. But I'll give you a quarter for the horse ride home.
Okay. I think they use, pence.
I got 25 pence.
I'll probably sleep here. And nobody asked, but I probably will. I like it out here.
Just put it in the
horse.
Put it in the horse.
Oh, that's horrible.
There she goes. Looks like it's just you and me, Mr. Wickham.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
That you went on the horse.
So
could've been wrong.
Can I talk to you?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Honestly, it's just weird. It's weird to see you with younger girls. And people have been talking, and I just feel like it'd be better if you dated people your age.
Liz, is he trying to separate us?
Ride off, Lydia.
No.
Go home.
I want to get my mans.
Mom is my really concerned.
So old and wrinkly.
They're obviously having a moment.
Talking about how you're
here.
Old and wrinkly. She's talking about that.
But he's so fine.
We'll just let Lydia run herself until she's tired.
Thoughts?
No, he's thinking about her future.
So he's thinking about laying down a big oily bed and getting put in the oven and turning the temperature up to 400 degrees. And
wow.
He's being baked?
Spending the rest of his days in there. That's what looks he's thinking about.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So that makes sense.
This man's bygone.
A human
the
oven.
Good days are bygone for this man. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, it's already preheated. This is where adults...
You're going to cook a human being?
This is where the...
Backflip. I'm out of the can.
And he's covered in oil. Nobody can even catch him.
That was Pride and Prejudice.
Let's see what we did, guys.
Okay, so everyone's at a town dance, and it's so loud that Lizzie can't hear Mr. Darcy insulting her. And then Mr. Bingley invites Jane to a basement where they have a dance off. Mr. Darcy shows up at the Bennett house while the poop scooper is there. Scooper pooper. The girls love the poop guy. Like, he's great. Mr. Darcy calls Lizzie toots, and she rejects him basically on that premise. A guy in the movie theater there is like, can you not do this proposal here?
At the midnight viewing.
Yeah. And Mr. Darcy wonders if the midnight screening of Harry Potter was the wrong time to propose. Liz runs into Mr. Darcy at Pimberley and he's like, I moved on. And Liz is like, no, you commented on my story. Nice rack, Lizzie. So they get engaged. Everyone races to save Lydia's virtue, where Mr. Darcy and Mr. Wickham come to blows, and one or both of them end up in the oven, and that is Pride and Prejudice.
Woo!
Just a lot of pride, a lot of
just
prejudice.
In time for Thanksgiving also. Yeah. Little oven, little bake in the oven.
A lot happened, and
this place is a battlefield. It's an oral battlefield.
It is, especially today. Today was friggin' Today was an oral battlefield. Give Taylor a fan edit. Give Mariella a fan edit. Well, I mean, you could give me a fan edit, but you've already given me.
Tommy's
so
had
many,
enough.
Which I just want to thank you for. I want to thank you for my fan edits. I want to thank you for my fans. I want to thank you for my edits.
Thanks for my fan edits. You know, the edits. You get it, the edits.
Really?
Because they're edits. Get it?
Get
edits.
Is this supposed to be me? Everything here right now?
Is this supposed to be me right now?
Because they're edits.
Get
it? Edits?
You want to be what? You want to be what?
Should we end the podcast?
I'm funny.
Now everybody do one of me. Everybody do one of me now.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, thanks for watching, guys. We're all going to go to the bathroom and hit our vapes and buy some coffee.
Poop. Shit.
Coming, jizz.
Fuck my arm.
You can use it as instead of saying XYZ. You
know? Yeah, it's how you use it. Coming, jizz and stuff.
You know, and then he comes on
shit.
And
says,
L-O-L. This is comedy writing XYZ. Thank you so much for watching, everybody.
This
we didn't read
great.
It.
Make sure to remember to watch American High Shorts and College Life and Barely Adult on all the social medias as well as American High Gordos.
For real. I'm Tommy Armstrong.
I'm Taylor Benjamin.
I'm Luke Burke.
I'm Mariel Mendez.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
No, we'll talk about.
Bye.
And now cut.